Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2013, and today we are once again talking about the NSA whistleblowing scandal, the spy scandal, I guess you could call it, Spygate or whatever else you want to call it, the NSA spying on everybody in the world. And it leads me to ask the question, as I've asked before, if the federal government is spying on everybody, if it's acting as if there is no Constitution, not even paying lip service to the Constitution, if that is true, then the government is illegitimate, because since members of the House and Senate and the President, Supreme Court, all take an oath of allegiance to protect and defend the Constitution, when they routinely violate that oath, they are an illegitimate government. Mr. Paul Craig Roberts, in a recent article, agrees with what I just said. His article entitled The Unspoken Truth, Coup d'etat in America, if I might quote from it for a minute: "The basis of the regime in Washington is nothing but usurped power. The Obama regime, like the Bush-Cheney regime, has no legitimacy. Americans are oppressed by an illegitimate government ruling not by law and the Constitution, but by the lies and naked force. Those in government see the U.S. Constitution as a chain that binds our hands." That is Mr. Paul Craig Roberts. In 2005, the New York Times did a feature expose type of story on the NSA spying. This story was primarily about the NSA spying on people in government, on the House, Senate, and also on a young man who at that time was a senatorial candidate in Illinois who grew up to be Barack Hussein Obama. The Times source was NSA whistleblower Russell Tice, who said that the NSA spied on members of the House and Senate and just about everybody else. A list of some of the people that he said the NSA spied on: two former FISA court judges. You know, those are the judges that conduct the secret courts. The courts run in secret, giving the NSA its power. Yes, it spied on its own judges, State Department officials, people in the executive service that were part of the White House, anti-war groups, U.S. companies that do international business, U.S. banking firms and financial firms, the President of the United States, now Barack Obama, NGOs that like the Red Cross that do overseas humanitarian work, top Democrat and Republican Congress members, especially on the Intelligence, Armed Services, and Judiciary Committees, General Petraeus and other generals, Supreme Court Justice Alito, and all other Supreme Court justices. These are some of the people that the NSA was spying on back in 2004 and 2005, long before 9/11 and long before this new program, this PREMIS program, that allows them to spy on everybody. This is the way it was then and the way it is now. If the NSA spied on President Obama when he was a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2004, and we know that from this report that the NSA did do that, and if it spies on the House and Senate and all nine justices of the Supreme Court, and Russell Tice once again says that it does do that, doesn't that open up all those people to blackmail and extortion? Of course it does. It makes one wonder who actually runs America. As Paul Craig Roberts said, a coup in America has occurred. Perhaps this explains why the government is so intent on running down Mr. Ed Snowden and on prosecuting Bradley Manning. Last week, the Department of Justice, through Deputy Assistant Attorney General Brian Hotch, told a federal court that NSA spying cannot be challenged in court. That's right, that's their position. That is the position of the U.S. Justice Department. It cannot be challenged in court. It is judge, jury, and executioner with no judicial recourse for its victims. Much of this spying on officials and storing of data, as I said before, happened before 9/11 and before the PRISM program. Now it is far, far worse, because instead of just spying on government officials and storing the data forever to later use for blackmail They do it to all of us, every single person on the face of the earth. Where does this leave us, folks? Well, former President Jimmy Carter said it leaves us with a suspension of American democracy, a suspension of American democracy. And before you get upset, I understand that this is a constitutional republic, but the term American democracy is just a term of art. Carter's remarks made in Atlanta were made to a group of people whose purpose it is to further U.S.-German relationships, a reported by Der Spiegel, not very well reported in the United States, but Der Spiegel, the magazine, reported it in Germany. He said he was pessimistic, Mr. Carter, that is, said, pessimistic about global affairs because there is no reason to be optimistic. Well, he agrees with me about that. As the Washington blog said recently, quote, we don't know whether Obama is a total corrupt sellout or a chicken. We don't think it matters, as the effect is the same. Well, I certainly agree with that. Who runs America, folks? That is the question. The NSA, perhaps? This is Darrell Castle, folks, July 22nd, 2013. Until next time, thanks for listening.